A letter was sent to the district by a Southern California law firm that's representing over 40 Berkeley parents. What did that letter say?
It's basically a request for getting kids back in school, especially middle and high school students, as soon as possible this calendar year, this summer still, before summer starts, and then ensuring that we have 5 full days of full-time on-campus instruction in the fall.
So the letter claims the district violated SB 98. Can you explain that?
You know, I would really prefer that to the attorneys to talk about that specifically. I mean, what I would really like to talk about is how being out of school has really impacted students throughout the community and how important it is to get kids back in school. The City of Berkeley Public Health Division said it's safe to have kids back in school, and that is what we're really asking for.
How has it affected your family?
Well, you know, like many teens, not comfortable talking about specifically what's happening in my family. However, I will say that I am aware of many, many families for whom depression has been a regular part of this entire past year, and serious depression with crying alone in your room, self-harm, not seeing that you have a life beyond tomorrow morning. And a lot of social anxiety, not feeling comfortable being out in public. You know, having kids not be part of their school community, not being able to be with their peers, not being able to have meaningful relationships with their adult teachers is incredibly difficult. And it's definitely been a very difficult year. And obviously all of the issues around where we are today are very complex. But now that it's safe to be back in school, we really want to ensure that our youth have the opportunity to have their education, have their community, have their space. You know, they're the ones who are going to need to address all of our future problems of systemic racism and climate change, and they need a solid education and community within which to do that.
So elementary school grades have been back in person 5 days a week in Berkeley since April 12th, correct? What about middle and high school?
Yeah, so it was a staggered reentry for some face time on campus. So not instruction. I think it's between 4 hours at middle school and 3 hours at high school for those students who elected to be back on campus. So it's not true hybrid education. It's the ability to be on campus for some amount of time. And what we'd like to see, even though there's only 3 weeks of school left, those are 3 really, really important weeks. Think about it, especially for the seniors who've not been on campus this whole end of their high school career and how meaningful it could be for them as well as all the other students to actually be back on campus and in their community and getting ready for a really strong start in the fall.
Do you know if there's been any response from the district regarding the letter that was sent by the law firm?
Not that I've heard yet. I know that they are looking at it, but I have not heard a response yet.
And this is the first step. What is the next step?
Well, hopefully the next step is that the district responds to us and they begin to treat parents and families like equal stakeholders in understanding and decision-making around how school reopens. There's been a high lack of transparency with the school district leadership on both decision-making and assumptions around school, keeping schools closed and how they're opening. And so the next step really is a bigger dialogue with school district leadership on how school is going to reopen, hopefully now and again in the fall.
Any communication about what the fall will look like?
No, very, very little. And that's why it's disturbing. I'd be horrified to have a start to this this fall like we had this past fall. And so that is why these 40 families have come together and say this is really serious. We really need to know what is going to happen in the fall and that there is, you know, the science and data show that it's safe to open schools and that's what should be happening. Please, please, please show us what the plans are for making that happen. And to acknowledge also that it will likely be a challenging transition for many students, families, and teachers, and how to do that in a way that really brings the community back together again.
Was there a reason given why middle and high school students aren't back in person full time?
My only understanding is that it's complicated. It is. You know, there are a lot of students, you know, over 3,000 students at Berkeley High. They move around through crowded hallways to get to classrooms. They have lots of different classes. So it is no doubt more complicated, but it's also a problem that other large public school districts like across the Bay and Marin have figured out how to do. So I feel that Berkeley should definitely be able to figure out how to do it as well.